Listening 150. Listen and read.
Jane Goodall. Jane Goodall was born in London, England, in 1934. For her first birthday, her father gave her a toy chimpanzee called Jubilee. That toy chimpanzee was the start of a lifelong love of animals for Jane. When she was 23, Jane travelled to Africa and met a scientist called Louis Leakey. Leakey was looking for someone to go and study chimpanzees in the wild. Although she had no formal education as a scientist, Jane loved Africa and was fascinated by animals. Leakey decided she was the best person for the job. The chimpanzees' habitat was a forest in the west of Tanzania. You could only get to it by boat. When Jane was 26, she and her mother went to live in the forest to study the chimpanzees. They stayed there for almost 2 years. Jane's research became famous because she did not use all the traditional scientific methods. Instead of numbers, she gave the chimpanzees names. She saw that the chimpanzees in the group had individual characters and habits. One of her most important discoveries was that chimpanzees used tools. She found out things about the way the chimpanzees behaved that other scientists had not seen. In 1968, the area of forest in which Jane worked became a national park, which meant that the animals and their habitat were protected. A research centre was established where today scientists still study and research chimpanzees. Throughout her career, Jane always tried hard to protect and understand animals. She said, "Only if we understand can we care. Only if we care will we help. Only if we help shall all be saved." Her work meant that scientists started to look at animals and animal conservation in a new way. She has inspired generations of scientists to study and protect the animals.